Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from the OpenStack Summit in Austin, Texas. And I'm with Maury Whalen, VP and Director of Core System Development in the Open Source Technology Center at Intel. Welcome.
Hi, thanks, Allison.
It's great to have you back, Maury. It seems like we always get to talk at the OpenStack Summit.
We do.
Exciting OpenStack Summit for Intel and for the industry. Why don't you just give me the highlights about what's going on here in terms of the community delivery on OpenStack?
Well, one thing that is exciting is since the OpenStack Innovation Center is just over in San Antonio, we had the wonderful opportunity to have great engineering presence here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not only are engineers from the what we call the OSIC walking around, but also heavily involved in the Design Summit. So as we go into Newton and the O release, we're definitely going to have a lot of impact and toward enterprise adoption, enterprise readiness. I've been involved in the Women of OpenStack, and that's always a great forum to show off what a diverse set of individuals are actually bringing to the community and bringing to OpenStack. I kind of look at that diversity is really one thing that we have in common. And it's not only diverse by gender, but diverse by geo, culture, race, religion, everything. So that's been really good to see.
So you talked about the OpenStack Innovation Center, collaboration with Rackspace to drive testing and optimization of OpenStack at scale and provide a developer team to drive new contributions upstream. How is the OpenStack Innovation Center going, and do we have that cluster up and running for developers to utilize?
So the OSIC, the OpenStack Innovation Center, is actually full on running. There's over 100 developers contributing to the OSIC roadmap. That roadmap can be found off osic.org. We're publishing it externally. What we're really driving for OpenStack and the community is fully open source code. Mm-hmm. We not only want to, you know, move the industry for us, Intel, as Rackspace does for them, but we also want the industry to be able to take advantage of the contributions that we're actually pushing to drive OpenStack for enterprise adoption. The other part of it is we have two OSIC 1000 node clusters. One of them is fully operational, fully up and running, and the other one should be up and running very shortly. The one that is up and running is pretty booked at the moment. There are a lot of people that are taking advantage of trying out different workloads configuration on that cluster and really proving out OpenStack. Another thing that the OSIC is doing is they started a reference implementation. Something that we put stake in going toward Newton is creating a reference implementation that, hey, let's go eat our own dog food and run this thing and pound on it. First you start out, you know, you try something on 20 nodes and then you stick down 50 and then you go up to 100 and, you know, before you know it, we'll be at 1,000. We're going to find these little problems along the way that we're going to keep fixing and keep driving. We, you know, we get from the community too. What kind of problems are the community having that we can go and tackle within the OSIC community and solve for the entire industry using OpenStack?
Now, this morning, your boss, Ahmad Susu, gave a keynote at the summit, and he showed something new called CHAO. Can you tell me about that?
CHAO stands for Cloud Integrated Advanced Orchestrator. And you really need to see how far you can improve things and how far you can improve things like scheduling or provisioning or launching of instances. When you look at the world of what's been happening with containers, my team and Intel has been fully involved in containers, and we launched Clear Containers just this last spring. The thing that CHAO really shows off is, I think he launched 10,000 containers in about 20 seconds, and then about 5,000 virtual machines in about 40 seconds. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of earth-shattering.
Right.
When people are putting together solutions, they really need this kind of, you know, speed and performance that something like CHAO is now going to bring to the industry.
What is the intention here in terms of spurring broader community creativity towards the next generation of OpenStack?
You know, no community is perfect. No project is perfect. We were seeing barriers in the speed and agility to schedule and launch VMs and containers. what Ahmad actually said during his keynote was, if you took and you started OpenStack today, knowing everything that you knew, what would you do different? And this is something that Chow really plays upon, is one of the areas that we would do differently and have now what Chow is. It's an open source project that people can go play with. And it's also challenging a little bit of what we would say Plague's part of OpenStack, and it's using the Go programming language. Most of OpenStack is historically written in Python, and it's not always the only choice to create great solutions. And so as we move OpenStack forward, we'll also move solutions written in different languages forward.
Now, the cool thing about OpenStack Summit is it's not just a conference, it's also the design summit that you referenced earlier, where the work really gets started on the next delivery of OpenStack, and this time it's Newton. Tell me what that's like, and how does that actually emerge as a virtual working group in the community towards the delivery of Newton?
I think any time you can take development teams that are working across the geo, put them in one room and put them face to face, it's just that much more of a connection that, hey, we're working together and we're working out in the open, and you actually are a person, not a computer that I'm talking to every day. And just bringing that personal connection, when you can see somebody's body language, when you can see somebody's facial expressions, when you're working with them in the same room, to me, that human connection always makes projects more productive. And if you think about it, all these people are around the world having all their ideas in different time zones. It also gives them just one point of focus. Mm-hmm. Again, sitting in the same room. They don't have to wait for somebody to wake up to read their email and then reply to it. And they don't have to guess maybe what somebody was really trying to intend in an email because they're sitting in the same room. And one nice thing, too, is if you have all these people that are working across all these geos, they're actually having different experiences with different customers in those geos. And so they're bringing that rich set of information to the table when they're actually going off and designing, hey, you know, what's going to go on with Newton? What's going to go on with the O release? And so that to me is just, you can't not do that. It's very important to bring people face to face.
And going back to the conversation around women at OpenStack and the diversity, obviously you bring these global teams together. They bring great diversity and wealth of perspectives to the table. How do you think that interacts with the work that these collective teams are doing?
I think diversity and, you know, the women of OpenStack, I don't want to work with people that are just like me. I want other people's views, experience, their technical expertise. You know, they had a different education than I did. They are not like me. I want to bring that into what I'm actually doing. And if you think about it too, there are people in the industry that are women, that are in other geos, that are other diversity, right? If I don't bring that in, and I, Maury, would go and release something, maybe somebody in a different geo wouldn't accept it the way I would, because they're not like me.
We'd have to call it Maury Stack, though.
That's right, Maury Stack. Mm-hmm. Good one.
You know, when you think about that, and you mentioned something else, the customer contributions and the customer input that are coming in from all of the geos have to provide an amazing value to that developer team in terms of what are the challenges and how do those challenges manifest themselves in various environments and various customers that are trying to implement OpenStack. Can you just give that OSIC URL one more time in case folks want to take advantage of it?
You can go to osic.org.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for being
on the Allison.
Program.
Thanks, Allison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.